Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
You're listening to The Voice, the Summit Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
This is Sterling Roberts, and you are listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
Starting with the Psalmist Voice Reloaded on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then the Psalmist Voice Presents by booking only. Tuesdays, it's The Grub at 1 p.m. Followed by Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Lebrine at 6 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Segal at 4:30, followed by Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4:30 p.m. And Saturdays is our double hitter, and it starts with Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown, with Roberta Jones at 11 a.m. Central, followed by Brother Don Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m. Also download Live 365 and search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. You can also follow us on Facebook at TPV Radio or visit our website, www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go! At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of Life.
With Sis Diane Lebrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
This is Victory Over the Weight of Life with Sister Diane Lebrun.
Welcome to Victory Over the Weights of Life. I am your host, author, and speaker, Diane Luber. I'm so happy to have you here with me today. Yeah! Before I go any further, may I wish you a happy 2021. Happy New Year's to you. This is our first show for the new year. I am excited. I am looking forward to great things this year, and I am looking forward to great things in your life this year. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, so a happy new year to you. Before we start, let me tell you this. I have a guest today. As you know, this platform, we represent the Lord God Almighty, and we also use this platform as a place of healing, encouragement, as a place where victims of domestic violence can call and they can tell their story so others can be helped, others can be set free. I have my guest. She's going to come on in a little while. She's going to tell you about herself, so you guys stay put. As always, let's open in prayer. Father God, we want to thank you. God, we give you thanks and praise. We give you glory. We give you the honor that is due unto your name. We bless your holy name, for your name is great and mighty, and God, there is none like you, know it. This is the first show of the new year, Father God, and we pray the way we start this year is the way we are going to end this year, with optimism, with healing, with freedom in our minds, in our bodies, and in our souls. We thank you for this day. God, I pray for everyone listening. God, the ones who are going to listen to the show afterwards. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that their hearts be pliable. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you show them your love right now. Reveal who you are to them. I pray for my guest. God, strengthen her, encourage her in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the Newtons. Lord, open up a window of heaven and pour them out a blessing, God, where they don't have room enough to receive. We thank you. We bless you for TPV Radio Network. We worship you. We lift you up, and we bless your name. And may the church of the Almighty God say amen, amen, and amen again. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Again, I thank you. If you're listening, would you go ahead and share the show? Let somebody know, hey, the show is on. Don't forget, if you're not following us, go to tpvradionetwork.com. Look for the lady in the yellow suit and go ahead and tap on that picture, and you can from there. Amen. I thank God for today. I pray you guys have had a great day. A great day. Okay. Before we start the show, if we can get just a little selection to get everything ready, situated, and in order, and right after this selection, we're going to come back. So you guys stay put, don't go nowhere, and in 2021, walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life. Over the Weights of War. With Sis Diane LeBrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
This is for the busted hearts. This is for the question marks. This is for the outcast soul, lost control, no one knows. Sing it for the can't go back. Sing it for the broken past. Sing it for the just found out, life is now upside down. If you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand.
Together we are bolder, braver, stronger.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of War.
With Sis Diane LeBrand. Right now on TPV Radio.
Amen, amen. Amen. Together we are stronger together. We can do it together. It's such an awesome song for today's show. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands together. I don't think she wants me to say her name, but I'll let her introduce herself to you. This is my guest for today. Caller, are you there? Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Welcome. Welcome to Victory Over the Weights of Life. How are you?
I am good. I am good. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it greatly.
No, I appreciate that you have this platform and that it is faith-based, and it's amazing. I already feel so full of light right now.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We got to do our part to keep the light going in on. There's so much darkness in our world right now. So we have to do our part to keep the light shining so we can lead and we can guide them out of darkness and so they can come to the Lord so they can be in the light as well. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and go ahead and just let loose.
Well, I am now a proud single mother of eight. And I say proud because I have struggled through 17 years of marriage that was very abusive in many ways. So this is a big step for me, even being able to speak about it. So this is actually my first time really publicly speaking about it. So I'm a little nervous.
Awesome.
But
awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I think a big misconception that I had and many people have is that domestic violence is only physically violent. Mm-hmm. And that helped to keep me in that situation for so long. And once I woke up and realized that a lot of the verbal and emotional, even spiritual abuse was something that was not fair. And
Amen.
Not okay. Once I saw that, I turned to God and my church. And I have leaned on prayer so much. I don't even pray. I just talk to God all the time. He's probably tired of hearing from me, but it is what gets me through.
I know that feeling.
You know, I think so many people in the domestic violence situations feel so alone and feel so isolated because that really is a part of what the abuser does is to isolate us. And being isolated for so long, I felt God was all that I had. And in a way, it brought me much closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard because I watched my children have to go through it and with their own father, and that was tough. But I always said, you know, as a Christian, God doesn't believe in divorce. I can't leave. I got to keep praying for him. We'll get through this.
Right.
And one day, inside of me just felt, you know what? God wants me happy. God wants my kids happy.
Exactly.
And he started giving me signs that were really just slaps in the face of, okay, how am I missing this? It was needed, very much needed. It hurt in the moment, but when I realized, you know what, these are things I need to learn from this and grow from this and take action for my family. And it feels good to be free. I'm 111 days free today. And I do count daily.
Yes. Awesome. Yes.
Yes. It's good. And there's a different energy in the house. And yes, mm-hmm. some of my kids miss their dad, and they know that he loves them. None of that has changed. It's just that we're able to enjoy what we want to enjoy and grow
right.
and not have a heaviness holding us back.
Right,
and it's
right.
so great to sit back and just watch them. Like, one of them has decided he loves to cook, so I just love watching him cook. You know, some
there
of the kids have grasped puzzles, and it's just we're coming into our own, and we're not being held
mm-hmm.
back anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now one of the form of abuse you experienced, I always try to have the I don't want to call you a victim, but a former victim. Let me say it like this. I
mm-hmm.
always try to make or ask the former victim to elaborate on whatever type of abuse that they suffered. One of yours, you said, was emotional. There are a lot of people who have no idea that they're being abused emotionally. Can you just tell the people what it is, emotional abuse is? What does it do to the person, to the victim at that point?
Yeah, some of the things that were emotional were minimizing me and who I was, mm-hmm. minimizing anything that I felt or my needs. I was pretty much always on the back burner, and I didn't realize that was part of the abuse. I thought I was just doing my part as a dedicated wife and mother and taking care
mm-hmm.
of my family first.
Mm-hmm.
And there was never support for things. My father had a heart attack in the mountains, and we were waiting for search and rescue, and I asked my husband
oh,
at the time to help me with dinner, and I was told, no, that's your job. You need to do it.
Oh,
and
wow.
It hurt, because I felt like I couldn't reach out to the one person I thought I should be able to reach out to.
Right.
And it always left me questioning myself, well, am I needing too much? And that was something that was always told, too, is you're too needy, you know. And I absorbed a lot of the verbal, which in turn stirred up inside of me a lot of emotional distraught that I just
mm-hmm.
was not functioning. You know, I thought I was okay and I was pushing through, but I don't even know how I got through.
By grace.
Yes.
By grace.
Most definitely.
But, yes. Now the children, because usually when there are abuse in the house, and you have 8 babies, you say?
Yes, yes.
Oh, God have really graced you. He have really graced you. having 8 babies in the house, have you noticed if any of them have kind of taken the traits of their father, like the emotional abuse side or the verbal abuse side of it? Or do you see a change in any one of them that reflects that?
It is amazing that you would ask that, because just today I battled a situation with my 15-year-old, and I had to reach out to the church because I felt like there was nowhere to go.
Wow.
My 15-year-old is almost becoming a spitting image of his father. The things he says, the way he behaves, it's scary. And I feel a lot of guilt because
mm-hmm.
I allowed him to stay around so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to help my son pass this. And the strangest part is my son that's going through this is one of the ones that butted heads with his dad so bad and tried to stand up to his dad so many times that he was wrong. And
wow.
now he's becoming more like him. So it's scary. And I'm thankful that I'm out now, so that hopefully it was soon enough for the younger ones to not follow in those steps. But I'm
mm-hmm.
scared in how to correct what's already been hurt.
You can help him, like you say, if talking to the pastor, you can help him, because one of the things I know one of the things I know that is going to happen with the children, there's going to be anger. And
yeah.
his anger could be what is causing him to act like that. And a lot of the times, children, they blame themselves, you know,
yes.
because he
yes.
might look at you and he said, and he can see the brokenness in you. And he's 15, so he said, well, maybe I should have been able to protect mom and my siblings, and I was unable. So he can be beating up himself for not standing up for doing an adult thing when it's not his place or was his place to do that. So
yes.
you're going to have to work with him and let him know, baby, none of this is your fault. This is your dad's fault. And you also,
yeah.
you know, have to allow him to look in the mirror. If you remember how your dad treated us, if you don't change, you're going to grow up and you're going to treat your wife the same way he treated me and treat your children the same way he treated you. Because this is one thing I try to say to victims, and I say victims because the ones that are still there, one of the things they always say, well, Diane, I'm staying there, staying for the kids, and because
mm-hmm.
the baby is so young. And I say this all the time. I completely understand that. But in the long run, that can be more hurt than good for the children, because a young lady will think, oh, this is how a man is supposed to treat a woman and take it, and vice versa. So we have to tell our children, this is not right. And they say, well, why are you leaving that? Why are you leaving that? Because they may not understand at that time. But as they get older, they get to understand. And even in that, sometimes the kids grow up and they resent you. You know, and they say,
yeah.
why didn't you leave, Mom? Why didn't you, you know what I'm saying? So it's a very thin line, very fine line, you know, when we have
yeah.
children and, you know. But it's possible that your babies, they will grow up and they will be very healthy and be in very happy and healthy relationships. Because, like you said, the 15-year-old, he might be going through, but once he works out that anger, you know what I'm saying, the others are going to see the change in him, and you'd be surprised how they follow in his footsteps as well.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I think with having so many children and so many different ages, I'm seeing the different levels of effect that it's had on the different ages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my older ones do resent me in many ways and have told me in the past that they were losing respect for me because I had stayed, you know, and the
wow.
younger ones kind of look to me like they just want to comfort me and, you know, make sure everything's okay, but they don't really understand. And
right.
my daughter, she, you know, she's expressed to me that she doesn't ever want a man that treats her that way. And so seeing the different ways that it's affected them is
mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing, actually. And I do
yeah.
wish I had left years ago when people said, hey, don't stay just for the kids because this is hurting them more. But then inside
right.
I go, you know, God had a reason for everything, and I can't beat myself up for staying. And there's some of the kids, the younger ones, I wouldn't have if I had left earlier. So I'm learning to forgive myself and
right.
to teach my children
right.
forgiveness as well. There's so many opportunities that are actually coming out of getting out of this situation.
Right. And that's a beautiful thing you said, because I'm getting ready to release an ebook entitled What If? It's living with the regrets of yesterday. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get it by March, God's will. It's going to be an ebook to have it. And one of the things I talk about in there is forgiveness. Now, there are two types of forgiveness. You have to forgive the person, and then you have to turn around and forgive yourself. See,
yes.
many times the victims or former victims, they'll say, okay, well, I forgive that person, but have you forgiven yourself? And when you can always tell when that person has not forgiven themselves, because you still hear the anger in their voice towards themselves. They still blame themselves. The shame is still there. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
a lot of that stuff is still there until we forgive ourselves, because we have to forgive ourselves, because like you said, you stayed for the kids. You stay, and a lot of us, we stay for the kids. Some victims, they stay because they're not financially able. Some stay because they have a disability. Victims, we stayed for different reasons. None of them is good. None of them is good, but we stay. And because of that, sometimes it's like you just said, we stay in a little longer than we should, you know. But that does not mean because we stayed longer that makes us bad parents or bad people. It's just we love them with our hearts, but they have no clue what love is or was.
Right. Yes. And that's a hard thing to accept, too, is, you know, I gave my all and I loved and loved and loved, and I don't feel that I ever truly received it in return. And that hurts. That hurts. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that my children don't have any feelings of that either, that they know no matter what, they are loved by mom and dad. And when they get older, that can be something that they can sort through in themselves, but hopefully with the good foundation that I can now bring to them.
A good foundation does a lot. A good foundation, you know, it they may get a little, you know what I'm saying? Because like you say, it's only 111 days, you know?
Yeah.
And don't forget, it's just as hard on the children as it is on the couple. Sometimes I think it's even harder because, like I said, sometimes they blame themselves because they don't understand, you know? And they can't understand, why would daddy leave or why did mommy leave? Because did you stop loving each other? So because you stopped loving each other, did you stop loving me? It's so important for victims to speak with their children and let them know this has nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want them to resent themselves, because they'll do that.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely what's going on with my 15-year-old. A lot of times his father would tell him it was his fault. It was, you know, if he and his dad had an argument, his dad would then fight with me and make it a battle between us, and then tell my son that, you know, this is your fault. Your mom and I are fighting now. It's like, no, it's not. Stop. But, you know, in the moment when you try and speak up, it just makes things escalate even more. So literally I was trained to keep my mouth shut. So being able to speak now is so freeing.
Wow. So your son, he feels the guilt.
Definitely.
And you know what? That's one of the things I want to do in the future, God's will, is to have the child of whether it is the mom or the dad, whoever was the victim, I want to do a show with the children so the children can speak. Because you find more victims telling their stories, but very, very rare the children have a chance to express themselves. So I'm going to try to do that this year, God's will, to have the children there to, you know, so rather than doing the first week for the adults, let's see if I can get the kids to come and say what they have to say, how it made them feel. Because there are a lot of children out of hurting as well.
Yeah, because just as us as adults feel like we were isolated and alone, so did the children.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling. It's not. And you know what? Are there any of them there with you listening to the show?
No, I'm in the other room. The thing is we're still going through all the divorce court stuff, so I've had to keep any of my issues to myself and in private.
Right. So you don't have anybody to talk to yourself.
Right. Well, I have been reaching out to the church, and that's been my saving grace, really.
My God. Wow, because you when you talk about it, I never knew it was that freeing to talk about it. Because
it is.
Domestic, it's such an ugly thing to have to admit, somebody abused me mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, sexually, you know, spiritually, you know, and it puts you in a place of shame. And oh my God, what kind of a person are you to allow that? It makes you look weak, you know?
Did you feel like you're just validating everything that your abuser told you you were all those years? And you don't want to validate that, so you want to just stay quiet even more. But until you realize that coming out of that place is what is going to help you heal faster.
Right, right. It's freeing. It removes the layers, and it helps you forgive as well. You know, the
yes.
more you talk about it, the more you tell your story, and you come to realize, hey, I'm not the only one, because the people that I have interviewed that have come and tell their stories, I was like, why am I interviewing? Shouldn't you be interviewing? Because it's like, you've been through so much than I've been through, you know?
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
there are so many people who just, I have this lady, she backed out on me at the last moment because
yeah.
she was so afraid.
Yeah.
I say, you do not have to tell your name. You do not have to say anything. But she was so scared. She said, I had to talk with my therapist. And at first she told me the therapist told her it would be good for her. And then she got so, she backed out at the last moment. At the last moment. So
yeah.
I applaud you for being here and for being able to
you.
Tell your story. Because what
yeah.
you just did, if she's listening, you just encouraged her. And whoever else is listening, because this show is around the world. So we may be here in America, but you're encouraging somebody in South America, somebody in Africa. You don't know where and who you're touching right now. This is why I love and I thank God for this platform, because it is a net, you know, that just spreads throughout the world. And we're just bringing a hope, and we're saying, yes, domestic violence is an ugly thing, but you don't have to feel bad. You don't have to beat yourself up, because you're not the only one that goes through it. So I want
right.
to just thank you again. Thank you again. Now, you also spoke about you said verbal.
Yes, the verbal abuse was probably one of the most intense forms of abuse that he used, and it was constant. Almost daily, and very painful. It caused me to question myself in every,
mm-hmm.
even now still, I see when I'm going to do something or I think something or anything, I just question myself, like, okay, what are my intentions? Are they really good? And I know in my heart who I am and that I have good intentions,
wow.
but yet it's patterned to still question it all because I've been told who I am when it's
mm-hmm.
not really who I am.
Mhm. Mhm. So now it's like you're going against the grain.
Yeah. 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 And I just keep telling myself, you know what? I can't wait until I can be fully assured of myself and who I am again, and to
Amen.
Not feel like I have to hold back and to just live. Because
right.
I think that's a hard part when you live through abuse, is you begin to really be unsure of everything. And
yeah.
and that's a hard way to function.
Yeah. Yeah. You die. It's like in some way you're like your own enemy. You're doubting yourself. You almost
yep.
don't want to succeed because you don't think you can.
Yeah. And then when they tell you, oh, well, you won't do good without me and blah,
oh,
blah,
boy.
Blah, you know, you start mm-hmm. to really believe it because
oh,
you've
yeah.
lost yourself.
Say what?
Mm-hmm. And they know that. And they know that. That's
yeah.
why they do
yeah.
that. They know that. It doesn't matter. I left my ex-husband in October, the day before Halloween of 2009. We got divorced April 25th, 2011. Do you know every now and then I still hear his voice in my head?
No, yeah, I believe
still,
it.
Yeah, I still have to fight those voices. I still, it comes with finance. It comes with self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I don't know if you've heard my story about me losing a portion of my sight to the West Nile virus. And rather than him being a loving and caring husband, he basically told me that was God's way of punishing me. So now, not only am I not pleasing in his sight, God don't like me either.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yes.
And that's what
yeah.
they, yeah, and that's what they do. That's what they do, and that's why so many victims, a lot just give up. A
yeah.
lot
yeah.
just give up. A lot.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I did that many times throughout the 17 years. He left us a few different times, and one time I actually went through one of our pregnancies completely alone, the entire pregnancy, and it was hard. But, you know, you have to really, I don't know. It's a matter of, I just had to put everything in God's hands. And it wasn't until, because I would always pray and, you know, read different things in the Bible for that support and that strength. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until I fully understood surrendering it to God meant. And then even when the stuff would happen that would scare me, I would still sit back and go, okay, I don't need to be scared. There's a reason for this. Just go with it and see where God takes you. And it helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Your healing comes. Your healing comes. And it may, you're only 111 days in. By halfway through this year, you're going to look back and you're like, boy, I came a long way.
And you well, see, I can't
yeah,
wait.
You, yeah, because I'm telling you, I was able to look at myself in the mirror again, and I was able to tell myself I was sexy, I was fine. You know, I was able to look
yes.
at myself and tell
you
myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm not dumb. I'm not stupid. Because you have to, like, erase that filth. You know, just like the Bible said, we have to transform by the renewing of our mind. And just like you said, the more you read the word, the clearer you're going to see. Because you're going to realize all the stuff he said about you, their life.
Yep.
Nothing he said about you is nothing what God say about you. And everything God say about you is true. So their words don't matter. But I'm telling you right now, there's going to come a day when, you know, because another thing I also say to victims is it's going to kind of feel like a death. You know, the emotions you go through death, you know,
yeah.
you blame, you know, you're sad. You may have days of a bout of depression. You may, you might go through something and all of a sudden you're standing alone and the kids are looking up to you. Mom. And there's one mom. And are you experiencing that already?
Oh yeah. It's crazy because I'll have days where I'm doing good and I'm upbeat and we're all just bonding and moving forward. And then all of a sudden I'm on the bathroom floor crying, going, okay, what is happening?
Yeah.
Why am I back here again? So it's just knowing that there will be the ups and downs for a while, and that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, in
it's
the ups
better than
and downs,
the constant downs when you're with
amen.
The person.
Amen. And in the ups and downs, you're going to learn so many valuable lessons. You're going to learn about you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, it's like the more tears you cry, it's like all the layers that was placed on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like every time you layer by layer, it's going to come out. You're going to feel, there's going to come a time when you're going to feel like you were 500 pounds and now you're 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Because you're getting there.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're doing good.
Well, you know, and again, he's left us a few different times, and those times were nothing like this time. Those times I was a mess. I was in tears. I didn't get out of bed. I would beg him to come back, and eventually he would. This time, I don't care. Go enjoy your life. We're moving on. Everybody said, you'll know when enough is enough, and I don't know what it was. It was just a shift one day where, okay.
Yeah. That's when your healing starts. It's a beautiful thing when your healing starts. It's a beautiful thing. And the kids, they're going to see it, and they're going to change. They're going to blossom. You know, they're going to wake up one morning, and it's like the veil have just been totally removed. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said,
one of the things I wish that I did with my kids that I look back now is that I never really talk to them because I didn't know how.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know how. And my daughter, I say, boy, I feel very sorry for the dude my daughter is going to marry because of what she experienced. She's not going to take no junk. No junk. She has no problem telling you, I don't need you. I don't need you. Go, go, go. Bye-bye. Good. She has no, because she saw what I suffered. And again, I stayed because I thought I was doing good. I thought they needed a dad in their life.
Right.
You know, and it's true. They needed a dad in their life, but just not an abuser.
Yeah. And that's a hard thing to realize when we're in it.
Hindsight 2020. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I can you tell any the listening how what are some of the things that you did to kind of escape the abuse, whether it was the verbal or the emotional? Did you have any tactics, anything that you did or that you still do to get rid of it?
You mean in the moment, like when he was abusing?
No, after he said something to you, like, you're nothing, you can't do anything, and you're always burning the water and all. Have you ever been in that place where you was like, man, and then you have to find something to kind of counteract those words that was said to you about 5 minutes, an hour ago?
Well, what I learned was, and it took me many, many years to learn it, is I didn't need to defend myself, first of all. So I could just walk away. And once I built up the strength to start walking away, I would find the easiest thing for me would be to go take a shower and rinse off all that negative energy. And it gave me a little time by myself, and it helped.
Wow. I've never heard of that. That is awesome. That right there, that is, because usually you'll hear, people say they've taken a walk or they would exercise if possible, get a glass of wine. But to just take a shower to wash it off, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it helped a lot. And while I was in there, I might have cried a little bit, but you know what? The water washed away those tears. And I would speak to God in those moments, just please help me get through this moment and be okay. It had to be about the moment I was in and not everything from the past or where I'm going in the future. It was about the here and now.
Amen. 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 Wow. That is awesome. Awesome. Do you share any of your stories on Facebook, whether you may just write a post about it or do you ever share anything on there?
You know, through the years during the abuse, there were times when I would, let's say, vent, and that always backfired. I was always told, oh, you're trying to be the victim. You're complaining. You want sympathy.
Boy.
So I shut down from even reaching out on social media. Slowly, now that he's gone, I'm trying to transform the way I share my story or what I'm going through, where it's not so much a, poor me, he said this and he did this. It's a more of, despite all of this, I'm now this.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yes. Yes. Now, I know you said about the isolation. What about his family, if his mom and dad or siblings are alive? Did they know about any of it, and how did they defend him, or did they come to your defense?
Oh, wow. Well, his family is all in Mexico and we're in California. So we didn't see them often, but we would go at least once or twice a year and visit. And he had a very good way of making me the bad person and he was the victim, always in every situation, no matter what. The morning we had 5 of our children baptized in Mexico, he hit my oldest son in the face, called me a POS, and really just broke me down.
Oh,
that's the way I remember the day my children were baptized. And I expressed that, and was told I needed to just stop complaining, stop whining, and the day was about the kids. So there was never really the support from his family. He had a very good way at manipulating, everything was my fault. So again, I started just not expressing or speaking or anything. I just shut down and was quiet. And then, you know, we'd go visit his family, and then he'd tell me I'm just too quiet. I'm not social. And it's like, okay, what is okay? Which way is the right way for you?
Right.
I had to learn that it doesn't matter what other people think or feel, and God knows, and I know.
Yes.
And yes. It is what it is.
He has a lot of narcissistic traits.
Yes. When we finally were able to see a couples counselor, he was told that he has narcissistic personality disorder. And
yes,
I read tons of books. I thought I could figure out a way around it. I could avoid the little anything.
Mm-mm.
And it just,
mm-mm,
the more I knew about it, the more ugly I saw in those traits. So it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, because the gaslighting, he's in the gaslighting. He's putting on that face like, oh, woe is him, and you're the bad one. He's making your son, you know, angry, and then to get a fight started. Oh yeah, narcissist. These people.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel sorry for anybody who was or is in a relationship with a narcissist, because either you leave them and you go crazy, or you stay with them and you just become totally crazy. Because they don't have no reasoning.
Right.
They everything is one-sided, and it's all about me. All about me. All the good is about them. All the bad is about the victim. Would you agree with that?
Right. Oh, yes. Most definitely.
Yeah. Did you see? I got a new card. I did this. I did that. Oh, this didn't happen. Oh, yeah. Well, that was my wife. That was my girl. Oh, yeah. Well, it rained. Oh, yeah. And then when it rained, she didn't give me an umbrella. Oh, yeah. You get no credit. The only time you get credit is when it looked good. So somebody said, oh, your wife is really nice. Oh, thank you. That's the only time you get credit.
Yeah, exactly. Only if it works out to their benefit in some way.
You better believe it. You better believe it. These people are just so, oh my God. There are so many people in our world who are going through abuse. There are, and last year, because of the lockdowns and stuff, the coronavirus, there were so many, and I hate to say it like that, but new victims.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There were so many calls were made to 911 because the stress of the lockdown, the stress of people losing their jobs, just the whole 2020. So many women got beat. They got blamed for something that was out of our control. And the sad part, there are a lot of women that died as well, that lost their lives as well, you know? And because I too was a victim of sexual abuse, that just skyrocketed because the children now, they had no peace. They stayed home, you know what I'm saying? And the abuser was there, and they could not get away. So our world right now, we are in such a place of turmoil, and some people, they only see it one-sided. They only see it one-sided. The part of turmoil that affects them, that's the only thing they see. It's like they can't see anything else but what's affecting them, you know? And this is why I want to continue speaking of domestic abuse. I want people to know you don't have to be a bad person to be a victim of abuse. You don't have to be, you know what I'm saying? You can be the sweetest and the kindest person. The wrong person that you allow to come into your life can flip and turn your life upside down.
Yep. and blame you for it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
And you know, something my therapist told me recently, because I've been working through forgiving him and forgiving myself, is that I was only doing the best I could do in the moment. And I was believing in love, and there is no shame in believing in love.
None.
So I'm learning that because I stayed, it doesn't mean that I need to carry any kind of shame. I need to know
there
that I just believed in the good in people, and that's a good thing. And I can't let this experience destroy that part of me in the future either.
There you go. There you go. There you go. It's a lesson learned. It's a lesson learned. Romans 8:28 tells us all things work together for the good of those who love God. See, the thing is, it's not the bad thing, but he said all things. Whether we go through good, whether we go through bad, whether we go through something that's indifferent, you know, it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't sound like it. But for those of us who knows God and we believe that there is a God because we've seen him work through our lives, we understand in the darkest days, he's there with us, you know. And I always like, why did I have to suffer all the suffering? But now I notice this had nothing to do about me, because I tell you, I get people, oh God, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, do they not see what time it is? Because they're across the world. And they don't realize the time change. But when you're hurting, you don't care about time. You just want somebody to help with the hurt. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I get women across the world. And some of them, they can't do anything. They have nobody to talk to. You know what I'm saying? And they just have to take it. They just have to take it. And it's like, how do I live with it? What do I do there? I have mothers reaching out to me because my daughter is in this relationship and I'm trying to get her out. How does she get, you know what I'm saying? And when we talk, that's why I like to have different guests, because you went through, your ex is a narcissist. And the majority of the abuse you suffered was the verbal and emotional. Somebody else is the verbal and the physical. Somebody else is the spiritual and the sexual. Somebody else is the financial and the verbal, the emotion. My ex-husband did all of it.
Right.
When I tell you, when I left that man, my brains was more scrambled than a bowl of eggs at the IHOP. I mean, I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't think, because he had me coming and going all at the same time. All at the same time. And I didn't understand what was happening to me until a friend sent me these videos about narcissism. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is what happened to me. I don't know if you, but yeah, because you said that every time you did something, you have to second guess yourself. So I was shocked, and I had to think, is he going to approve of this? Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. And it would get to the point where you just don't even try anything because you don't want the chance of not being approved.
Come on. Find stuff that you don't like just so it could be approved.
Yeah.
Just so it can be approved. So we only have 5 minutes left in the show. Is there anything you would like to say to the people that are listening? Do you have any materials you can share? Just tell the people, you know, and give them an encouraging word.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to, no matter what, learn to love yourself. If you're in it or you're coming out of it or you want out, no matter what, love yourself and turn to God, surrender to God, because he will take control. You may not see it happening in the moment. There's so many times I'm going, okay, I've been praying for how long, God? Why is this still happening? But he was still doing things behind the scenes that I didn't know about. And if I just held on and kept on praying, all of a sudden I could see what was going on. And he showed me what was happening and where to go, and being open to knowing that paths that I might cross with somebody, there was a reason, and maybe they had some sort of support or something to offer me, to not allow myself to be isolated and to not carry that shame. And it really, for me, it all came down to God. And that was so hard, because you get that spiritual abuse that makes you think, oh, you don't really love God. You don't know who God is. And you have to get past that too, no matter what it is. There's going to be hurdles and hurdles and hurdles. But you have to remember, at some point, there's a finish line, and you're going to have your arms in the air going, I made it.
Yeah.
And then you can celebrate the win. And that's the best thing, is celebrate all the little wins, those moments where, you know what, that abuse is coming, and instead of letting it get you down, go jump in the shower and wash it off. You just made a little win. Yeah, he still abused you, but you survived it.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing. Celebrate your little wins and believe in yourself.
Amen. I want to thank you so much for being here. Give her a hand. Thank you so much. I appreciate that so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. Love you. Celebrate your small wins. Don't wait until you have reached the pinnacle to say, I survived and I made it. Every day that you wake up, that you're able to take a breath, you're winning. Every day that you cry and you can still look in the mirror and you can still find beauty and you can still see you're amazing and strong and you're phenomenal, you are winning. Don't just exist. I want you to win. I want you to fight the good fight of faith, because as long as you are fighting the good fight of faith, you will win. Father, we want to thank you for today. We want to bless our caller. God, I pray for her family. I pray for her children in the name of Jesus, that you cover them, Father, that you remove the hurt and the pain, the discouragement, everything, oh God, that the enemy is trying to instill in them. Father, we break it. We come against it. We bind the hands of the enemy, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Bless the mother, strengthen her, encourage her. Let her know she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. Thank you for the Newtons. Thank you for TPV Radio. God, we bless you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Families, friends, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you again for being with me. Victory over the waste of life, our first show for 2021. So walk with me, family. Let's go. Good night, everybody.
The best you can. Hold on and let him hold your hand. Go on, fall into the arms of Jesus.
Central Texas.